Luna's in Scorpio, and Sol enters Cancer. Today's a day for storytellers. Welcome to episode 1 in season 6 of Christos Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Monday, June 21st, 2021. Sol, in his trine to Piscean Jupiter, enters Cancer at 4:32 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, this year's summer solstice might as well signal a summer of very quiet optimism. With an astrologic knock on wood to make sure that remains the case. Scorpio Luna begins another yod with a quinquunx to the Gemini Dragon's Head in its sextile to Aries Chiron at 5:07 a.m. Okay, so there's plenty of bad news out there, except not all of it is factual or carved in stone. Sure, it's informative. It's just that the information is so biased in all sorts of directions, there's no way to resist all of the pushing and pulling it produces without just shutting it all off and out. Luna biquintiles unaspected Gemini Mercury at 5:51 a.m. Well, despite all the craziness, expect a few gems of factual info to find their way to you. Sure, they're all stories, yet we sure are in dire need of stories. Luna completes that yod with a quinquunx to Chiron in his sextile to Aquarian Saturn at 9:51 a.m. Stories actually tell us what to do and what not to do. They show us what works and what doesn't. Just keep an eye on the storytellers and what they themselves are doing and not doing. Luna squares Saturn in his square to Taurian Uranus at 10:09 a.m. Be advised, not all of those storytellers are authorities on anything, except maybe on storytelling. Luna opposes Uranus in his quintile to Jupiter at 11:02 a.m. I've got some stories I want to tell. Actually, I mean repeat. I'm waiting for permission to tell them. Expect to feel like repeating some stories yourself. Decide for yourself if that amounts to telling tales. Luna quintiles Capricorn Pluto in his sextile to Piscean Neptune at 12:17 p.m. Well, the astrology tells me that the permission I seek will be forthcoming. I suspect that the same applies to all of us. Cancer Venus, in her waxing opposition to Pluto, exactly trines Neptune at 2:57 p.m. Whoa, this is one hell of a story. It's utter fiction, but it's also utter truth. Luna reaches a quinquunx to Mercury at 3:35 p.m. Okay, so this is anything but the truth. Just expect to hear one hell of a lie today. Luna biquintiles Chiron at 7:38 p.m. Oh, looks like you can start repeating those important stories now. And just so you know, I'm getting closer to releasing episode 14 of the Hansel and Gretel Code. It's pretty crazy how long this episode has taken me, especially considering that it's just about one single word in the fairy tale. Hey, telling the truth and not tossing out half-baked opinions, even about one simple word, it's harder than even I would have believed or expected. The truth, though, it sure is worth it. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.